Barry, when considering getting away as a group, so what are your members more interested in doing? Affordable short-range trips, say 3 to 5 nights within a few hours drive, or are you more likely to go on a longer trip, say more than 10 days?
No, we don't do either of those. We have one trip a year, and it's usually between 6 and 8 days, and it's usually within New South Wales. Although next year we're considering a trip to Bright in Victoria, but usually shorter trips. We only do one longer trip a year because the majority of our members are beyond 60. And so a lot of them don't want to travel too far. And then we do about 6 or 8 monthly outings, mostly within the metropolitan area of Sydney or nearby.
Okay. So
So
look.
we don't have an extensive travel program. We're not a big club. We've only got 53 members. So
If
we don't have large numbers of people to call
Oh.
upon to go on our outings or trips.
So, as you said, Barry, looking at this year, do you have any trips planned at all?
We're going to Tamora in about a Tamora air show in about a 2 weeks' time. That's a six or 7 day, 6 day trip, I think.
Okay. And where are you going, if I may ask you?
Well, we're going to Tamora, to Young. We make our base in one of the bigger towns. So I think we're actually staying in Young at a motel in Young, and then we go out by coach each day from that point to the surrounding area.
So
Come
have
back
you,
each
you
night.
so you have already booked it, right?
That's right. We've got 40 people going on that.
Okay, yep, yeah, for you.
That's more than we've had. Last couple of years we've only had about 30.
Oh,
But this
okay.
year, I think we've got 40.
So approximately in what month was the trip booked?
Well, it would have been booked about 6 months ago, 7 months ago, I would have thought. So that would have been maybe July, August last year.
Last year, July, August. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and that sounds fair. So, Barry, we have some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in the future, including short-range self-guided trips via bus or train, with great value accommodation for 3 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least one or two group dinners. Now, this type of trip can be done for, say, 40 to 60% less than trade travel tours, saving you a lot of money. This is more like an, independent style of trip. So, Barry, having said that, in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing some more smaller trips like this in future if they were very affordable?
Well, that's very hard to say. As I said, we're an aging group of people. Our wives do go with, the club itself is a male-only club. We're not a mixed club. So when we go on these longer trips, our wives usually, or partners usually go with us. And probably it's about 50% male and 50% female. But I'm not sure. If we continue to have a 6 day or 7 day trip a year, I think there's a possibility that we might be interested at some other time in 1 3 day trip, but that would be it. Because people, as I said, they're just growing older and they're not prepared to travel.
Exactly, I understand. So
we're having trouble. We're even having trouble getting them to go on the shorter trips.
Oh,
We, for example, we're just doing a behind-the-scenes tour of the town hall in next month, I think it is, Sydney Town Hall. And at this stage, we've only got 18 people booked to go on that trip. We'll probably get 25 ultimately, but there's rarely more than 25 go on the day trips that we run.
So,
I suspect there'd be limited interest in what you're offering us.
Okay. All right, no problem, Barry. So, our research with Probus in regard to planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So, how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
Well, we have we have floated an idea to them for next year for a longer trip.
Mm-hmm.
Just this last week or so, and that's how that one's decided. The other outings to us, mm-hmm. we have a small committee, mm-hmm. and they determine where the outings will be for the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we don't canvass the members. The members are quite free to suggest ideas,
mm-hmm.
And in fact, they were invited to do that today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But usually, you might get one suggestion.
Okay.
So it's very hard to get a lot of interest.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. So working out the travel styles, you know, Barry, that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different, as you said. So some like fully structured tours or other like, you know, more flexibility and advanced and independence, I'm sorry. So have you ever done a professional survey of members to find out more what types of trips they're interested in doing?
As far as I'm aware, no, we haven't.
Well, Barry, I would like to inform you that email surveys are an extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process. Now, the advantage to you is it's an easy way to get accurate input to help you plan the trips.
Sure.
Okay? So the real value to you, of course, is it makes the whole process a lot more easier and a lot less time consuming for you. Right? So, in your opinion, so do you feel that an email survey might be an advantage to you?
An email survey, did you say?
Yep, the email survey.
Well, it might. I can't say what the response might be, but I wouldn't think the response would be very high. See, this is part of the issue that we have.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, a lot of people are older. They've got medical issues.
Yep.
They have mobility problems in terms of walking.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go up and down steps. Mm-hmm. And so that really limits very much mm-hmm. the choices that we can make.
Okay. All right.
That's the reality of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Barry, from what you already know about what your members want in regard to travel, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, how important are the following for you in terms of affordability, if we talk? How much would you like to give it, 1 to 10?
Could you just repeat the question?
Yeah, from what you already know about what your members want in regards to travel, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following? Let's talk about affordability first. How much would you like to rate it?
Well, I think affordability is probably fairly important, so I'd say 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about value for money?
Well, that'd be fairly high as well, 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about, you know, flexible travel options to suit different budgets on a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't think that'd make very much difference, 3.
Okay. All right. Well, Barry, some clubs have, you know, one or more committee members who are who look after the tours and travels.
Yes.
So, do you have someone in charge of travel arrangements?
We do. Yes, we do.
Okay.
We have a small committee
mm-hmm.
of 3
mm-hmm.
who do the outings, and then we have one man who's been doing the longer trips
mm-hmm.
on his own. But with input from the members of the other members of the club,
uh-huh.
he's been doing that for many years.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, and may I have his name, please, if you don't mind.
For the longer trips,
yes.
The gentleman concerned, yes, his name is Dennis Rolls, D-E-N-I-S,
uh-huh.
R-O-L-L-E-S.
Okay, that's fair. So, Barry, having said that, organizing travel plans, as far as I understand, getting competitive pricing and communicating with members seems quite a task. So, in your opinion, Barry, what do you feel or travel organizers need help with the most? Is it like, you know, learning what about members want or comparing different trip options?
Probably the biggest issue would be finding out what the members want.
Finding out what the members want, okay.
And not just finding out what they want, but are they prepared to be part of it? Because, as I said,
mm-hmm.
it's all very well to say, well, I'm interested in going to Japan,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to think about Japan, but if they're not prepared to go, there's not much point.
That's really so, Barry. This is the last question. We would like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all types of domestic and international travel, and making it a lot more affordable. I know that Probus has been dealing with trade travel for years. Are you open to shopping around and talking to other companies such as us?
Look, if you'd like to send me some information by email, I'll pass it on to the people in the club who do all this, and they can pursue it with you. I think that's probably the best way to go.
Well, surely, surely I'll do send you an email, and I'll also update your contact details so that you can pass it on.
Look, I've got another call coming. I'll give you my email address quickly.
Yeah, please.
BAOROURKE at bigpond.com. If you send me the information, I'll pass it on.
All right, sir. I'll do that.
I'll have to take this other call.
Sure, no problem, Barry. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye-bye. Right, bye.